Just speak the language of the Spirit. Just speak the language of the Spirit. Zegedeve kavahatas. Marada marosivandi bahantasaya. Ina la 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 basanda la babaladayas. Kinda nana mahakasandi mahokadayas. Yele mahandi le masandayama. Ianda la bababada katala badaba. Eka balabalada baha. Wona wobo soro dia sasi. Wona omegu nipemo e asano nipa beye. Father, we thank you. Let that which we are about to say bring glory to you. Touch my body with your power and touch my lips with your fire. And let only your spirit be articulated in the understanding of mortals. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a clap offering, someone. Your clapping is not... I share shortly on the subject, total victory through praise. Total victory through praise. Oh, your clap must be strong. Yeah. Total victory through praise. There is a reason why we are all alive. And that reason is victory. Everybody is alive to have inkunim. There is nobody that wakes up in the day and does not expect to have inkunim in the day. Every single one of us always look out for moments of victory in our days. Thank God that we are kingdom people. There are times they say politicians have won elections through dubious means in Africa. But there is a victory that has been secured for you and I. For we thank God that through Christ Jesus, victory has become our inheritance. And victory has become our property. And victory has become our way of living. The Christian is set on a path called the path of glory from glory. Glory to glory. So, as a Christian, you are not fighting for victory. You are fighting from victory into victory. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead till every foe is vanquished and Christ he is Lord in. So we are fighting from one victory to another. The problem why you see that sometimes you are defeated in a sense, because there's no defeat in Christ. Every single defeat you have seen is going to be a raw material God is going to use to give you your next victory. Are you here with me? So no Christian is ever defeated. The church can never be defeated. You can never be defeated. There is a blessing of victory over your life, that no matter what looks like a defeat, a loss. That's why in our declaration we said nothing is lost and nothing is wasted. In Christ we don't lose. In Christ we only win. Tell yourself, in Christ I only win. Tell yourself, in Christ I only win. And I declare over your life, after tonight, you will see the victories of life. I say you will see the victories of life. Wherever you have been defeated, you will see the victory of life. As you sing to the Lord, as we praise the Lord, as we halal God, as we bow down to Him, as we sing songs of praise and worship, as we jubilate in His presence, I see you moving into the next victory of your destiny. There is a next victory in your next chapter that God wants you to step into. After tonight, I declare, you will handle the victory note. After tonight, you will sing a song of victory. After tonight, you will dance a new dance of victory. After tonight, you will walk a new walk of victory. In the name of Jesus, there is a victory you must handle. There is a victory we must hear from your life. There is a victory your life must give birth to. And this evening, as we gather in Zion, every one of us will sign a signature of victory. We will sign a signature of victory. There will be a book of victory, and each of us will have our turn. Just as a man dies and they open a book of condolence, we are all going to sit down and sign into the book of victory. Whoever has risen against you, they should get ready tonight. After tonight, they will turn into powder. They will not exist again. Whatever wall of Jericho has been raised ahead of you, after tonight, it will be turned into powder. Whatever force of the enemy has been set against you, the standard of Jesus will be raised against that force. Tonight, when you praise the Lord, the heavens will be open, gates will open, doors will open, 11th hour miracles will be released. I declare, as we praise the Lord, tumors and cancers will disappear. Barren wombs will be opened. In the name of Jesus, there will be death cancellation. As we praise the Lord, premature death will disappear amongst us. As we praise the Lord, destiny helpers will be waiting for you at the doorsteps of your house. If you believe it, lift your right hand and shout, victory 2023. Yeah. You can clap your hands and receive that. There is victory for you. The reason you will laugh is because of victory. The reason you will laugh is because of triumph. And God knows that if He left us to fight for our own victory, there is no way we would have won. Oh, Pastor, what about the other people who are not Christians and they are having, it's a kind of victory. No matter the massive victory a man receives, without Christ, it's a big loss. Did you hear that? No matter the big victory you can have, without God, without Christ, you are lost. What shall it profit a man when he gains the whole world? So there are men who will gain the whole world, but when you lose your soul, it's a great loss. So no matter who you think you are, no matter the victories you are seeing in life, you can own 1 million estate houses. Without Christ, it's a big loss. Am I preaching well here? So, total victory through praise. Isaiah 46 verse 9. I'm doing 13 minutes more. I'll end somewhere so that we can go home. And intercessors, after service, I need 1 hour prayer up there into the service. So right after, any member can join them. We'll be praying at the top there. 1 hour. We are declaring angelic activities. Whilst we worship, whilst we praise. Every harvest destroyer. I've been praying for the church against harvest destroyers. Usually around this time, I'll preach on harvest destroyers. But this time, I decided to go on my knees and pray for you. And the Lord showed me 2 signs that harvest destroyers are actively working. And I want you to be in this service tonight with your family and friends and your invited guests. At least bring one person, one new face to follow you to church. That's why we gave you one flyer on your chair. As we gather to praise God, as we lift our voice, I see a great harvest. December cannot be silent on you. I said December cannot be silent on you. The force of the power of God we will enter into December with from Victory 2023. Nobody can stop you. Receive a victory note that will silence the worst enemy of your life. Your amen is not strong. Receive a victory note that will silence the worst enemy of your life. Yeah. Isaiah 46, 9. He said, remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. I read it again. Remember the former things of old. Remember what God has done. God has done mighty things before. Just remember the things God has ever done. God gave people, barren couples, 8 children at a time. God gave people who received prophecy for 25 years. It didn't come to pass. On the 25th year, it came to pass. God has caused the seed to part on its own accord. There was no machine. There was no sacking machine. The seed just parted into two. Just because a man lifted a stick at the sea. It was not a machine it was just a stick. I came to tell you something. There is something in your hands that can give you a victory note tonight. When you lift your voice, may God use your voice as a weapon. When you give a dance out of your body, may your dance be used as a weapon. When you sweat in praise and worship, may the Lord use your sweat as a weapon. You will live tonight with a testimony from the Lord. Yeah. He said, remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. He continued to say, I make known the end from the beginning. I make known the end from the beginning. I have established the end of your life from the beginning of your life. He said, before you became a clot of blood in your mother's womb, I already knew the years you will live on earth. I already knew the chapters of your life. I already knew the glory I will bestow upon your life. I came to tell you something. What you are going through is not what God gave to you. What you are going through is not the destiny God gave to you. What you are going through is a processing of your destiny. It's a processing of your destiny. What you are going through, God and heaven are not surprised. It is part and package of what God called you for. And if you will stay focused and keep your eyes on Him, the one who was, who is, and is to come, the one, the Ancient of Days, He said, remember the former things. I did this, I did that. I shut up the mouth of lions. I opened barren wombs. I opened blind eyes. These are not fairy tales. When you go to Israel, they will show you every point. They will show you the Sea of Galilee. They will show you the town of Nazareth. They will show you the spot that Elijah stood and fire came. They will show you the spot that Jesus stood and ascended to heaven. This gospel we are talking about, it's not a story. The God we serve, He is a reality. And He's saying that He declares the end from the beginning. They call you foolish today, but He knows you are a wise man. They call you useless today, but in His books and in His annals and the chronicles in heaven, you are not useless. You are not a poor man. You are not a useless man. You are not an insignificant man. In the annals of God, He knows the end from the beginning. A baby in a manger is not just a baby. That baby was the King of Kings, but the people did not know. But God knew. I am announcing to somebody, you may be depressed, you may be down. Maybe the year has been tough. The year is not the only year of your life. 2024 is also coming. 2025 is also coming. The devil is a liar. He will not use 2023 to define your life. We stand on the word of scripture that God, who knows the end from the beginning, is going to speak over your life. As you dance and sing to the Lord tonight, may He open up the annals of your destiny. May He open up. May He open up. May He open up destinies. May He open up. May He show you something. May He show your enemy something. May He show them that He was not asleep. May He show them that He's at work in your life. May God arise and show them that, hey, the fact that you have been able to scratch her back doesn't mean that you can be able to snatch her life. You scratch her back, but you cannot take her life. You scratch her back, but you cannot take her glory. You scratch her back, but you cannot end her life. I declare over your life, tonight is a praise warfare. Tonight is a battle set in the camp of the enemy. We may not be strong, but in praises, the strength of the Lord is glorified. You may not be strong, but in praises, there is victory note. I speak into your life, the project will be completed. The business will flourish. A new energy will enter the business. The marriage will shake again. And the evil foundation of the marriage, God is going to land in that marriage. The breakthrough will come. Your last days in 2023, it will be more glorious that it will affect the next 70 years of your life. Raise your hands and shout, I receive it. The Bible said that from ancient times, what is still to come? Come on, verse 10, scripture. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. Ukraine, Russia war, still. The counsel of God over your life will stand. Your amen is not strong. NDC or MPP, still, the counsel of God over your life will stand. Village or city, still, the counsel of God over your life will stand. Ghana or America, still, the counsel of God over your life will stand. It is not about what man can do for you. It is what God has done for you. Are you here with me? It's not what man can do for you, but it is what God has done for you. The Bible says and continues to say, He said, I will do all my pleasure. What God is going to do for you in this evening, it will be of great pleasure to your eyes. That which God said about your life, that which God said about your career, that which God said about your marital testimony, that which God said about your finances, God is going to do it in record time. You are going to handle it in record time. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is going to silence. You know, your life is against enemies. And that is why God made provisions to silence the enemy on your behalf. The reason you will have victory is that you have enemies. Where there is no enemy, you don't need victory. For God to say you have victory, you must know that you have enemies. There are people, there are systems, there are spirits, there are forces that don't want you to move forward. I laugh at people who say Africans like talking about enemies. I beg your pardon. Go, you don't read, so you don't know. Go and read. Go and search for books on demonology. People that wrote on demons, over 99% of them are white Americans. Yeah. You don't know what you are talking about. I'm preparing a sermon called The Christian and Demons. You'll be shocked that most of the things you think you are right on is a manipulation of a demon. Yeah. That most of the things happening around the world is coming from the headquarters of certain territorial demons. There are a lot of things you think that you know what you are doing. Oh, it's a demon that is comfortably pressing buttons behind your life. I am a Christian. No demon can live in you. Wait till we finish teaching. I never said demon is living in you, but you are being manipulated. There's a gateway to your mind the devil is using. So you have enemies fighting you. You have enemies opposing your progress. And when we begin to pray, let me do 5 minutes and I end. I don't intend to preach long today again. In the verse 11, look at the verse 11. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I'm emphasizing on your victory is already assured. What God has said, even family background cannot stop it. If you give God your life, if you give God your intentions, if God can capture your mind, if God can have you in his hands, he will show you that your family background is not strong enough to stop what he wants to do for you. He said, yeah, I have spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass, and I have purposed it. I will also do it. God has purposed to bless us coming evening, and after this evening, may many great things begin to happen for you. I said, may many great things begin to happen for you. A school fees was paid with only one Ghana cedi, a whole university fees, just one Ghana cedi, and life was different. You see, God can never be predicted. If you can predict God, then he's your co-equal. Whatever you are going through, praises is going to bring you victory. Let me give you some few scriptures on praise, and then I am done for today. Praise is one of the major ingredients God uses to bring us into his purpose. In fact, dancing was one of the signs of victory and dominion. Dancing were sign. When you see in the ancient times, when you see a group of people dancing, it means that a king is about to emerge from a battle has ended and victory has come to the people. So the people start dancing and singing. So you see, in the realms of the spirit, when you see a Christian dancing and singing, if you're a Christian and you don't like singing and dancing in praises, I have a big problem with you. Yeah, King David was dancing. You are not more famous than King David. Hey, me, I'm very popular, so when I go somewhere, I have to be careful. I must not dance basa basa. Really, yeah. If even you are a president of a country, you cannot stand the force of David. David, they didn't count dollars. They counted gold as money. They used gold as money. Gold. You are rich. David danced to the point that his dress fell off and left his back shorts. Me, I don't want any kind of disgrace. Huh? You know? That's kind of. But in the nightclub, you dance. Yeah. At the work, when your work does end of year party, you will dance. Who are you deceiving? You are bigger than God's presence? No, nobody can be bigger than God's presence. There is a level of grace that makes you free. It's not every grace you carry that made you free. Before a man will be free, there is a level in grace. It is when you koinonia with grace, when you fellowship with grace for a long time, you enter that realm and you are free. Ask yourself why pastors can sleep anywhere and they don't care. You cannot sleep in darkness. Some of you can't sleep in one room alone. But you've spoken in tongues for long. You cannot live in a house alone. I used to go for waiting. I'll be there 7 days without food. I stopped because I lost my phone, and the phone had the woman's number. A woman has built a house. May God bless you with money to do kingdom things. Your amen is not strong. Amen. The woman has built about an 8-bedroom house somewhere in Ebri, a very nice house. air condition, jacuzzi, swimming pool, everything. And she's not in the country. It's only for pastors who she knows. They can go there for waiting. The security man, there's a chef. If you want to eat, they will cook for you. You are alone. They will leave me there for 7 days. Eddie will drive me there and leave me 7 days, no food. And you'll be there with the Lord. You see, your Christian walk is not in how you dress. Like being shepherd, wear nice coats. The devil wears coats also. That the devil does not wear grace. The devil does not wear the favor of God. You are privileged to wear the garments of victory, the garment of praise. When you praise God, God rubs himself on you. You take on garment of God. Anybody that commits to praising God, he puts on garment of victories and he becomes somebody you cannot recognize. Tonight, I'm seeing you in another level. I said, I'm seeing you in another level. In the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. My time is gone. Unfortunately. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savior of his knowledge, the savior of his knowledge by us in every place. Thanks be to God who always, I'm ending on this note, who always causeth us. Causeth. God causes us. You are in a battle. God is going to cause you to become victorious. Yeah, tonight I'm trusting God for yokes to be broken. I'm trusting God for joy, celebration. You 2020, December 2023. Look, 2023 has not ended. Don't think that you are done. Don't think that everything has come to an end. Don't think that I'm planning. I think the year has. No. Over 30 days left. You cannot close the docket on God. God does not need 25 years to give you a blessing in 5 hours. I pray that as we gather to praise the Lord tonight, may the heavens open. May God visit us. May God give you a testimony. May God give you a song on your lips. And may you see his favor all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen and amen. Look, there is a force that is only released when praise is activated. There are forces in heaven. They are only released when men enter into praise and worship. Today, just like Jehoshaphat, when they began to sing, things came from heaven nobody saw. People came from heaven. An army came from heaven. Something was released from heaven, boom, into the scene. Nobody saw what came out, but they saw the victory. Today, I don't know what will happen tonight. I don't know what burden is still on your shoulders. I don't know what is on the table. I don't know what you are expecting in the coming week. Every expectation shall be released and manifested in the midst of praise and worship. Jehoshaphat, a weak king of Judah, coming against 3 countries, strong armies. He had no help. But in praise, you counter the full help of God. In praise. Maybe you can't pray for long, but learn to praise for long. Are you here with me? You cannot pray for long, but learn to be a praising child of God. Because when there is continuous praise, there is explosion of power. Christians, especially Ghanaian Christians, we like prayer. We don't like praises. It's like if you come to church and we are praising from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock, you say, oh, now I'm saying, Pastor, we need word view. In pipe fire and a coffin. It's like you think praises are for children. It's like young men with no problem. She said the answer. Only problem be a problem can answer. Only problem I carry. Now if you worry into only problem. You don't know those who are not married, they have more problem than you. And because she has a child, so now she can dance. Tell somebody, I dance not because I have everything. Yeah. Oh, tell the person, I dance because, not because I have everything. I dance because I know my God. Yeah, I know my God. Do you know when God, let me end, because I have not gotten anywhere in my sermon. When God told them to shout and the walls of Jericho would come down, do you think it was easy? I'm asking. Why wasn't it not easy? Because, Mr. Bamford, it's very easy to praise God when everything is fine. You don't need faith. Eh, my brother? You don't need faith. If they say, okay, Juma, I say, I promote you, the Jaguana, be fear. You don't need praise and worship leader to lead you in praise. You don't need praise. You don't need faith. That you get to Medi, then you get a new contract from a Lebanese. I say, do this for me in 3 months. And then $2 million. You don't need Sammy and Co and Roses of Sharon to lift some for you today. Like, you see, there are some breakthroughs. When you get a breakthrough and you sing in your local dialect, it's a heavy one. When the breakthrough comes, they say, uni nia uni. That means the thing is a heavy one. Put the brofu aside. Take your brofu and let me have my song. Maulolonto. Yeah, you see, you sing the thing that is there. Somebody asks you, you say, you don't know what has happened. I pray that after tonight, there is going to be an explosion of testimonies. Give the Lord a clap offering and celebrate God. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes and thank God and give Him praise. Thank Him for what He's going to do tonight. We bind slothfulness. We bind ignorance. We bind carelessness. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare a great gathering to God's glory. We declare that chains will be broken. We will declare that Christ will be glorified in our midst. We declare that the yoke of the enemy will be broken off our lives. We declare that marital destinies will be established. We declare that satanic attacks will be swallowed in our praise. For God inhabit the praise of His people. I pray over your life that there will be strange healings in your body. As we praise the Lord, strange healings and strange manifestations of His power. There will be strange disappearance of diseases, of tumors in your brains and tumors in your breast and tumors in your bones. There will be strange manifestations of liberations from addictions in the name of Jesus. There will be deliverances all over the place. In Namaho Shandalabahaya, you will have a revelation of Christ. Your Christian life will be better. Your love for Jesus will be better. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I declare an angel will be sent for you. I declare the angel of favor will be sent for you. I declare the angel of miracles will be sent for you. I declare your life will change after tonight. If you believe it, give the Lord your loudest shout. Your loudest shout. Your loudest shout. In the name of Jesus. Wow. I expect.